60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday edition. We welcome you to it. Even you deplorables, even you dumb sons of deuces, you can all join us, 844-967-2789. Now, I would point out, that wasn't the last time that I took a crack at Scott Walker, that I trolled him, if you will, at a press conference. Hell, I go to lots of press conferences. I've trolled some Dems, I've trolled some Republicans. Now, there are some times where I've tried to, you know, set up a Democrat for a stronger soundbite. No, felt I owed it to him to make him look a little better. Let me fluff it up there, Judge. Winner rules. So I've asked a few questions with intent, trying to make a Democrat look good. Or a friend of mine, you know, occasionally I go to press conference. I got a few friends in the political industry. But at the end of the day, I'm not on the news side. I am there with a agenda. If you didn't notice, I got some of an agenda here. Kind of cheering for the blue team. And I've had that opportunity a number of times to troll Scott Walker. Hell, I went after Ajak Pai. He's the FCC chairman at the time. Asked him about net neutrality. My little buddy Dominic even got a crack at Donald Trump early in his campaign, when he was just an aspirational candidate way back in Iowa at the Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Summit. So anyways, I think there is a role for that. And I apparently am not the only one that feels that way. And I'd love to know what you feel like. 844-967-2789. At least in regards to Joe Biden calling Peter Ducey a dumb son of a bitch. But let me jump in. Eric Wimple, my bad, over at the Washington Post. Just in case Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey had any questions about whether he'd done his network proud on Monday, the answer came at 9 p.m. at the top of Hannity. Here's what Hannity said. Tonight, as the Biden White House implodes, poor Joe Biden, he's lashing out today, said host Sean Hannity. He called our own Peter Ducey a, quote, stupid son of a bitch. Whoa, now it's angry Joe. Yes, it's Ducey's job to draw the intemperate remarks from President Biden. The question that prompted Biden's incivility was a classic Ducey troll sandwich. Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? It's the sort of question, air quotes, that if Ducey is lucky, triggers a long Biden, you know, talk on the cost of living and the nation's political mood. But Ducey wasn't just lucky on Monday. He was really lucky. It's a great asset, said Biden quietly, as if he didn't realize his mic was live. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch. And I started talking beneath his breath, but apparently on a live mic. And just for the record, it was included in the White House's transcript. Oh, you know, they're just losing their mind on Fox News. Oh, the incivility. But I would point out, and we'll get back to the Wimple article here in just a moment. What did Donald Trump say about guys like me and the media? Enemies of the people.
Yeah.
Enemies of the people. He targeted us. I don't remember Jim Acosta ever getting a sorry from the former. So anyways, a little bit more.
I don't get this hot mic stuff. I mean, clearly, the mic is hot. That's nonsense. He knew.
Well, he didn't know it was going to get picked up in a way that could be replayed. Maybe he wanted Peter to hear him, but maybe not, you know, on the microphones. In an appearance on Fox and Friends on Tuesday morning, Rep. Ronnie Jackson, you know, Dr. Feelgood, that guy, was asked about the comment. It was completely unprofessional. It's embarrassing, and I've seen this multiple times with people of the president's age that are starting to have cognitive issues, said Jackson, who formerly served as physician to Obama and Trump. They get short-tempered. They get irritable. They strike out. It's a defense mechanism to some extent when they don't know exactly how to answer questions or what's going on around them. Well, you know, it plays into the Foxy News narrative. Let me read a little bit more. Another Fox and Friends segment started this way. Let's talk about the number one trending story around the world yesterday, and it involved your son, said Ainsley Earhart to fellow co-host Steve Ducey. You know, the Foxy Friends, they're all so bright. President Joe Biden, who once promised dignity from the White House, calling a Fox News reporter Peter Ducey a stupid son of a you-know-what on the world stage. Fox News had every right to rip Biden for his candid snark. This is the fellow, after all, who did declare a personal war on uncivil behavior at the White House ranks. I'm not joking when I say this. This is a quote from the current president. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you, I'll fire you on the spot, said Biden on the first day of his presidency. No ifs, ands, or buts. Biden called Ducey and cleared the air. The air needn't be clear. Relations between reporters and top public officials should be adversarial, though not profane. A famous instance took place during George W. Bush's 2000 campaign for president. A hot mic caught his remark to running mate Dick Cheney. There's Adam Clymer, major league ass beep, from the New York Times. A Times obituary for Clymer noted that he was gleeful that he'd made some mischief. Interviewed afterwards on CNN, said Clymer said that some of his articles were had offended Democratic politicians too. You know, if they all love you, you might as well just be driving a good humor truck. And let's not forget, Trump abused reporters as a matter of routine. Those incidents were pathological and unusual to the point that we won't hitch them to the tradition cited above about the no profanity. Well, here's what I can tell you. The only part about Ducey being a troll at the White House that is regrettable is that he's not serving the truth, per se. I mean, once he did, he got one good answer out of Joe Biden regarding the Wall Street Journal editorial when Joe said he was going to reverse policy effectively and not reimburse those separated at the border under the Trump administration. Well, technically, that was news. And Ducey did entice Joe Biden to basically do a backslide, to flip-flop in real time. Well, that was newsworthy. But Ducey is trolling on behalf of an organization that is not there to bring you the truth. Fox News cannot be trusted to deliver anything other than trolling. So I stand with Ducey's right to be there being a troll, but the network he works for, man, who would go on that terrible network? Certainly not me, probably not for a good long time.
I'm sorry that disgusts you.